Sir, for the delivery.
KO4MW. Testing reception with the new antenna.
WKD2BNG, I hear you. And I heard the dog too, probably.
So she heard me off of my radio about a little stranger in the first party. So I guess that counts as a third party transmission.
Got considerable noise in the background and your audio is a bit low. But yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying. You said you installed a new antenna.
I'm in the backyard and I'm being kind of quiet. I just made a kind of a teeny little dipole using some 10 gauge wire. And I'm on a little cheap valve thing just playing around with it, so I'm not surprised there's some noise.
Repeater from using those handheld radios, probably come from a considerable distance. I'm a good 25 to 30 miles away from the repeater, and I'll bet that I can hit it just using the rubber duck antenna. In fact, that'd be a good experiment to try to do.
I got a Diamond MR77, it's been pretty good. I've been able to use not the factory rubber duck, but I've got a Diamond, RH77DA, that's really good, and I've been able to hit from bridge. I'm in Simpsonville, and right now I've got my little dipole pretty much at eye level, and I'm able to hit from here from my backyard, so I'm kind of impressed with that, considering I just scrap material to put it together.
Scrap materials make a lot of good antennas. The copper tubing J-pole works very well, made out of a half-inch copper tubing. You know, that's what this is, and it's not even outside. It's leaning up against the corner of the wall. So those work rather well. They don't need a ground plane. And, you know, I guess it's basically a half wave.
The center conductor, the shield, vice versa. You just have to have the right length of material. I'm looking at all kinds of different plans, just kind of tinkering, which is something I love to do. So, rather, right, like your signal is very clear. I don't know how many watts you're transmitting on. I'm using the high setting on my valve thing, it's like 8 watts. But yeah, I'm really surprised how well this thing receives.
This is the Kenwood radio I took out of the car. It either has 25 or 60 watts, so I'm guessing 25 watts.
You're coming in very clear. I'm new to ham. My call sign is pretty new. I went to KO4MW. I just got my license in February, so I'm looking to upgrade to some either mobile for my truck or kind of. I don't know. I'm looking at a lot of different radios right now, but I'm kind of tinkering on 2 meter and 77 meter at the moment.
I got a couple of 2 meter rigs. This is the one I'm using right now. It's a Kenwood TM281. I got it on Amazon when it was fairly cheap. I got this for like about $130. They're probably a lot more now. Electronics generally have been going up in price. I've got an ICOM IC or V8000. I got an ICOM 2 meter rig, and actually turned down to like 5 or 10 watts, because that's usually enough, even for the repeater on Mount Mitchell, which is almost 100 miles away. I've hit that on 10 watts. There's got to be at least one other 2 meter rig around here somewhere. Yeah, there's a Kenwood TM733, little tiny dual bander. that I used to have in the car. 70 centimeter, 2 meter dual bander. And I'm pretty sure I had at least one other. But yeah, two meter radios, there's a lot of them available on the secondhand market, usually for not much money. Don't spend much more than $100 for one. You know, find one secondhand.
Anyway, that, I'm going to the rack. KO4 MWV, clear, 73.
WV is what I think I heard. KD2VNG. All right, well, we'll hear you around, I suppose. There's a net every, there's a net every 9 o'clock every day, so join us for that.
Join. I was going to join the night. I just didn't quite make it. I got a 2-year-old that I was put to bed.
So that is... Well, no, I never had a 2-year-old. Mine was like 3 or 4 years old when I got her. Yeah, put him to bed. That could take some doing. All right, I'll let you go. And 73s, you have a good rest of your evening.